Carrollton, Kansas.
What's going on, everybody? Welcome back to Cosmet's Race Recap. Let's get right into an entertaining Kansas race. The 11th race of the season continues to race right along, and Kansas did not disappoint. The front row to start today's race was Brad Keselowski and William Byron. I always like watching races at Kansas Motor Speedway because it's almost like a mini Daytona or Talladega with how much bump drafting goes on. To start today's race, unfortunately some of today's favorites had to start in the back of the field due to all the wrecks from Talladega last week. With no qualifying, your position was determined by how fast you ran at Talladega and your finishing position. Kyle Larson wasting no time, charging his way up to the field, as on lap 20, he was already in the top 10, finding himself in 9th place. Brad Keselowski dominating early, leading all the laps coming up to the competition caution on lap 25. The top 3 left the competition caution the same way they came in, with Brad Keselowski winning the race off of pit road, as we prepared ourselves for another wild restart. This time the 24 got a much better restart, challenging Brad Keselowski for the lead. Brad Keselowski showing that he's got a very fast race car, being able to hold off the hard-charging William Byron on the top line. Ryan Newman having to come back down pit road after some unimproved body adjustments made by his car chief, something that I've never seen before. Kyle Larson moves his way into second place, passing his teammate William Byron, showing that he's got a very fast number 5 Hendrick race car. With the top 4 under a blow, all of a sudden here comes the birthday boy Kyle Busch to steal the stage win. Pretty good birthday gift, if you ask me. We found out something interesting by the broadcasters, as Kyle Busch has never lost a race that was held on his birthday, trying to keep that streak alive. I don't know if he did, you'll have to wait and see at the end of the video. Stage 2 was set to be very entertaining, as Kyle Larson won the race off of pit road, showing that he's got a very fast pit crew. Kyle Busch, on the other hand, losing 2 spots on pit road, showing that pit road crews make all the difference. The restart was very entertaining. I don't know what else to say. Everybody bumping and banging for positions. I didn't know how they didn't wreck, but everybody, as there was great battles throughout the field for position in stage 2. It was the Kyle and Kyle show, as Kyle Busch tried to race down Kyle Larson for that lead. Kyle Larson, however, pulling away a little bit as we made our way to the green flag pit stops with over a second and a half lead on Kyle Busch. Danny Hamlin starting the round of green flag pit stops as he made his pit stop pretty much halfway through stage 2. Once he came down, pit road was very busy. All of a sudden, we had kind of a funny moment as the 51 car of Cody Ware came in the pit road way too fast, spinning out on his way to pit road, fortunately not collecting anybody, spinning his car right back around as we stayed green, and green flag pit stops continued. Ricky Stenhouse tried to make the long run work, as he thought he could catch a caution and hopefully get a bunch of people a lap down. Unfortunately, that did not work for him, as Kyle Larson passed him for the lead right before he made his green flag pit stop, showing that fresh tires really make a difference when you're green flag racing. Unfortunately, putting Ricky Stenhouse a lap down. We found out that Kyle Larson came down pit road much faster than Kyle Busch did on his entry, which allowed Kyle Larson to open up his lead even more, almost at 6 seconds now. Not looking back, winning the stage rather handily, his 4th stage win of the season, I thought he was going to be the winner for sure. It's kind of funny. Kyle Larson and Kyle Busch won both stage 1 and stage 2. It was the Kyle show out there at Kansas today. One thing is for sure, the 3rd and final stage was certainly going to be entertaining, as up until this point, we had no cautions due to incidents of other race cars. You'll see how quickly that changed. On the restart of stage 3, Kyle Larson was able to hold off the hard-charging Kyle Busch, not letting him make the pass for the lead. Stage 3 was pretty uneventful up until this point, Kyle Larson showing that he was the class of the field, with Kyle Busch struggling to keep up. William Byron and Cole Custer start the green flag pit stops in Stage 3 on lap 62. The rest of the field pretty much came down to make their green flag pit stops with 55 laps left to go in the race. With an uncontrolled tire from the 8 car of Tyler Reddick, I was waiting for them to throw the caution, as the tire ended up all the way in the grass in the infield of the Kansas Motor Speedway. Chris Buescher, the leader at the time, was really hoping that that caution came out before he had to make his green flag pit stop. Unfortunately, they waited to throw that caution until he made his green flag pit stop. Rough luck for him. With them finally throwing that caution for the uncontrolled tire of Tyler Reddick with 38 laps left to go, some cars decided to come down pit road. Unfortunately for Kevin Harvick, He also had an uncontrolled tire, which sent him to the back of the field. Denny Hamlin stealing the lead away from Kyle Larson on the restart with 24 laps left to go. Denny Hamlin stealing the lead from Kyle Larson after the restart with 24 laps left to go. Denny trying to hold off to hard-charging Kyle Larson smashes the wall and pops his right rear tire, sending him way down in the field, bringing out another caution. You know what they say? Cautions breed cautions, and that's exactly what happened. As in stage three, after that caution Denny Hamlin brought out, we had five other cautions. With a bunch of cars spinning and wrecking, it was chaos in stage three. Ricky Stenhouse, Christopher Bell, and Ryan Preece, just to name a few, that wrecked their vehicles in stage three. After all the craziness ensued in stage three, we had a two-lap shootout to finish the race. Some cars on fresh tires, others on old tires. The restart was certainly going to be interesting. Kyle Larson and Ryan Blaney led the field to green on the final restart, collecting each other, taking them out for the race win. Kyle Busch being able to get the lead, not looking back, getting his first win of the season on his birthday, no less. Way to go, Kyle Busch, being the 10th different winner in the 11th race of the season. Pretty crazy stats, as that hasn't happened since 2004. The rest of your top five to finish the race were Kevin Harvick, Matt DiBenedetto, Brad Keselowski, and Chase Elliott. Great to see Kevin Harvick rebound after that loose wheel on that prior caution. Well, guys, let me know what your favorite part was of the Kansas race. Certainly an entertaining and chaotic stage three. Always like, comment, and subscribe, and we will see you for a Monday Night Raw recap in the studio on Tuesday. Peace out.